Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast with your hosts, Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Amberge.
And Kayla Maynard.
And today we have a fairly interesting, I think, topic to me. And
same.
It's about, pretty personal, about my infertility journey. So...
So, like, if that kind of stuff is going to trigger you, like, I would just turn away now because we're going to talk about it.
It's going to get real.
Yeah. It's going to be out on the table. So, it happens to a lot of people. Like, I have not the same issues, but kind of the same issues. I have PCOS, mm-hmm. but I've not had to go through all of the things that you've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But, so.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it.
Well, let's just jump right in. How it started, I was 6 years ago, so I've been going through this for 6 years.
Oh, gosh.
We decided to take out my IUD. Ironic, yes, my uterus was childproof all along.
Isn't that such bullshit? Like, we've paid for so much birth control.
Yeah, I spent, like, 10 years on birth control.
And, like, all the hormones, and then, like, the IUD. I don't know if you had the hormonal one or the copper one.
I had the copper one.
But it's still a foreign body that you had to sit through being inserted into your body,
mm-hmm.
in the hopes of blocking something because you just weren't there yet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, you know those hormones that you pumped through yourself and made you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You really didn't need those.
Caused you to gain weight and yeah. Damn. I had an arm implant too. I was on.
Yeah, I remember you had the little band-aid.
Yeah. So that was
bullshit.
Yeah. Ironic. Bullshit. Whatever you want to call it. So we started trying right after I had my IUD removed, and you okay?
Yeah, I hit myself.
Don't do that.
I was gonna do like a small clap, yay. And then I was like, you know what? Bam.
So we started trying immediately after I got my IUD removed, and about 6 months in, we got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Miscarried that one. And then about 9 months later, got pregnant again, miscarried again. Hmm. And I was going to see this one clinic, and hmm. I'm not going to name names, but they were like, well, these things happen.
I mean, if it's happening that often, they should have at least, like, looked into it, though.
2 in 1 year, it's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
These things happen.
Especially if you're otherwise healthy.
Yeah.
Is the thing that's weird.
And that's about it. That's about all they said. So I said, no, it's not good enough. Something's wrong. So I went to a fertility specialist
mm-hmm.
in Lexington, here in Lexington.
Mm, yeah.
And... he was like, yeah, sounds like something's wrong. Let's look at you. So, discovered that I had PCOS, endometriosis, a blood clotting disorder called APS, which it's a blood clotting disorder that can cause recurrent miscarriage.
Mm. See, if the other place had just, you know, listened with their ears.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm salty. I don't like it when doctors don't listen to people, and they're like, yeah, no, it's fine. I had a doctor that did this to me one time, and I never went back.
I don't blame you. I haven't been back to that place.
Well, it was when I was on birth control.
Yeah.
I have PCOS, and my husband's had ye olde snip, so I don't really need it anymore. But, like, I'm only on medication to keep my PCOS under control now.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I've been holding my boobs this whole time. Let me explain why. I went to her because I had lumps, like knots and stuff in there that would come around and like be super painful. Like even for my shirt to touch my skin, ow. I would be in soup, like a lot of pain. And I was like, this isn't normal. Can you like figure it out?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, just keep taking your birth control. It just happens sometimes with hormones. Ma'am, no.
That's it?
No.
That's all you got for me?
And I got a new gyno, and she like looked into it, and it was just like... like not cysts, but like I don't know, it was weird, but I got answers.
At least you got answers,
and it's not happened again since I changed doctors and they listened to me and figured it out and we treated it and we're good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a doctor listening, do better. Just try
because it was the birth control she had me on that was doing it, but she was just telling me to keep taking it instead of doing anything about it.
Listen to your patients.
To be a human being.
Yeah.
Just because you know doesn't mean you know everything.
Right.
Rude. Anyway, go ahead.
And the patient knows their body better than anybody.
Yeah, like when they say this is weird, something's wrong, you should at least listen to them instead of being like, oh, it just happened.
No. Yeah.
She went to another doctor and the doctor figured it out.
Yeah. So I had female surgery to get out. I had a polyp in my uterus.
Mm-hmm.
I had a female surgery to get out everything.
From the endometriosis?
They had endometriosis, cyst removed.
From the PCOS, most likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we did several rounds of Clomid.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work. Basically, the second I went to a fertility doctor, I quit getting pregnant, ironically. Just, my body went, nope.
Damn.
No way, Jose.
Hmm.
So.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then I ended up doing IVF. I did 3 rounds of IVF with this doctor, which IVF is in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
They take his sperm, my eggs, they retrieve the eggs, and combine them. Fertilize them and then put the fertilized embryo back into your uterus when it's ready.
Do they make you take like medication to like increase the egg?
Yes.
Creation?
So for retrieval?
Yeah, I've literally still not gained brain function back. I don't know today.
Alright, yeah. So did 3 rounds of IVF. None of them worked.
And those aren't cheap. They can't be.
Well, luckily, Toyota has fertility benefits.
Okay, so that's one good thing that we can say about Toyota.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a lot of good things. We're about to go to Kings Island and everything.
Yeah, but whatever.
But that's like a definite plus to their health plan.
So I had to do progesterone shots. Like, Chris had to give me shots in the butt.
Ow, needles.
Yep. I had to give myself blood thinner shots.
Also, needles.
And in the third transfer, I had to pay for $5,000 out of pocket. Because they quit taking insurance for fertility patients.
Like that, just that clinic?
That clinic, yes.
That's
so again, not naming names.
Why?
I don't know why.
Brain just went, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. They said that they're hard to deal with, the insurance company.
Well, so is the amount of needles you put in yourself, but you did it anyway, because you're an adult.
Yep.
And you put your big girl pants on. Maybe they should put... Never mind. I'm salty.
Anyway. I said, okay, I'm going to do one more here. If it doesn't work, I'm going to transfer clinics because this is...
getting to be expensive on that side, yeah.
Yeah. So, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I transferred clinics and went to one in Cincinnati. And they do take insurance, and they're really great. They're supposed to be, like, one of the best. It's called IRH, Institute for Reproductive Health.
Ooh.
In Cincinnati. And they have satellite offices in Florence, but you have to do the transfers.
In their main office.
In their main office is in Cincinnati. You have to cross the bridge.
So you can do all your checkups closer, but...
Yes.
Okay.
And they had 2 embryos remaining from the doctor in Lexington, and the doctor in that had them transferred. Yeah, we had them transferred from the place in Lexington, and I got a call one day. They said the embryos were destroyed. They were damaged, not destroyed. They were damaged during transport. The doctor said, I recommend destroying them. What do you want to do?
Oh, my God. Was it then? Like, was the other place transporting them or the new place?
It was a third party, like a transport.
Oh, that's still fucked up.
There's nothing I can do about it.
No.
So I said, all right, destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard.
Yeah.
It was tough to let them go.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
So I had to start over with the new clinic. I did another retrieval.
Mm-hmm.
They got like 14 eggs, I think. I was pretty hopped up. And 4 made it to embryo stage. And they sent these off for genetic screening. They recommended I do that, where I had a history of failed transfers. Mm-hmm. It was about $5,000 because insurance doesn't cover it. Yep. And they all came back normal. They know the genders. I do not. I chose not to know.
Yeah.
It was 3 and 1. So either 3 boys and 1 girl or 3 girls and 1 boy.
Aw.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, with the amount of brothers that Chris has, I'm going to say it was mostly boys.
That was my guess, too.
Yeah.
But Chris thinks it's girls. Chris thinks we could have 17 children and they'd all be girls.
Well, your mom had 2 girls and 1 boy, but his mom had 3 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah.
So you're kind of 50-50 there.
And then, like, his cousins are all boys.
Yeah, you're probably getting boys.
That's fine. So we went to, we had one transferred. They wouldn't do 2 at a time because they said twins are make you high risk, and I'm already high risk.
Yeah, that makes sense, but
whatever.
Oh, wait, I have a question though.
Yeah.
Who the fuck did John and Kate's?
That's what I want to know.
Because they just tossed all them in there.
Like, they put a litter in there.
Yeah, but she had 6?
6 at
once. Yeah, and she had twins the first time, and then 6 at the they didn't have any morals on them.
No.
I'm just saying.
No. And I've even asked them, like, should I put in a litter? Should you put in a litter of them to up my chances? And they're like, no. Okay. Straight up, no.
Just no.
Not even 2.
Okay. Well, does your insurance at least cover that part of...
The insurance covers the transfer.
Okay.
Most of it.
So, I mean...
I still have to pay some out of pocket.
Mm.
And I have to pay like $100 a month for embryo storage.
I mean, that makes sense. It's like daycare.
Cheap.
It's a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper than daycare. So gotta keep them on ice.
Yeah.
And so did a transfer. That failed. Did another one. That failed. So that's, if you're keeping count, that's 5 transfers.
And you have 2 left, right?
So I have 2 embryos left.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nope, I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
I need to be done. And I have asked the doctor, like, what would be a good, what could increase my chances of a successful transfer next time? Mm-hmm. And he said, lose some weight. I said, okay, I'll work on it.
Okay.
So about a year, it's been about a year, a little over a year since I had my last transfer. And I was going to go on, I went on Wegovy for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then insurance quit covering Wegovy. And so it's $1,600.
A month?
A month.
Oh my God. So what about Ozempic or whatever that one that they've got going on?
Same thing. It was the same thing.
So they quit covering it.
They just said, fuck you, we're not covering it.
Guaranteed it's because it got so popular and people are asking for it so much, they realize they can make more money on it.
Yep. So...
Sorry, I'm salty today.
Yep.
I don't know. There's a little bit of sass today.
It's all right. I like it. I like it.
A little cynicism, you know.
I get it. The insurance just didn't want to pay for it because it's so expensive. Yeah. So, recently, I discovered on TikTok, if you listen to our last episode, you'll know that I discovered my RCPD on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a place called MinuteMD. It's online. And you sign up. It's like $250 a month. And they send you semaglutide, which is the compound version of Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
It's the active ingredient in Ozempic that makes you lose weight.
Okay.
So it's not the whole cocktail drug. So no, I'm not taking Ozempic from diabetics that really need it.
Yeah.
I got blood work. It includes your lab work, review of a physician, and your medicine and the supplies.
So you have to mix it all together, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to just draw it up. I don't think you have to mix it.
Okay. Well, I was about to say, that sounds like a lot, but no, okay, that sounds like less a lot.
Again, I've been through IVF.
So you've been through a lot of needles.
So I can do it. I can give myself shots. And you give yourself a shot in the tummy.
I'm terrified of needles. Diabetes does run in my family, so I'm scared.
You probably.
Yeah, not all things would. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just got an email saying that it got approved, and I'm waiting on the semaglutide. So I'm gonna try that. Mm-hmm. I did lose weight on Wegovy. I lost like 15 pounds.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, we have that gym at work too. If you want to go in there after we get off work some days, I'll go in with you.
Well, you get off at 4. I get off at 5, though.
That's true. I mean, worst case, we could sign up for Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Just go after work.
$10 a month.
It's not bad.
No. We can go, or we can go before work, or...
Yeah, I go into work at 7. I don't think you want to be up that early.
I was going to Pilates at like 6:15 a.m. Hot Pilates.
Hot? Why? Why?
Well, the hot makes it you more flexible. It's a hot yoga place. But
I'm not flexible.
I dropped it. It was literally expensive, so I dropped it.
I'm not flexible anymore. I used to do gymnastics and shit. And now too. I sneeze or cough and throw my back out. Shoo.
So if...
We don't move a lot.
If I ever drink too much and say I can do a cartwheel, no, I can't.
Stop you?
Stop me. I cannot do a cartwheel.
Ma'am, I've never been able to do a cartwheel. I can do half of a back handspring, and that's just getting the over part. And I don't know that I should be doing that anymore either.
No, not anymore. Not with your back.
No, God, no.
So, yeah, that's what I've been through on my fertility journey. 2 miscarriages, 5... Several rounds of Clomid, 4, I'm sorry, 5
transfers.
Transfers, 2 retrievals, lots of testing, lots of needles.
Lots of blood draws, lots of medication.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it is...
Lots of people up in your business, too, like...
Yep.
Your pants dance there.
Yep. Wanda. The wand. I have to have a date with Wanda soon, eventually. Ugh. And that's about it. Like,
that's a lot, though.
It is a lot.
You say that like that's it. No, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping it'll be worth it.
I mean, yeah.
If I get a baby out of it.
I mean, honestly, even if you don't, just imagine how much closer that's brought. I mean, I can imagine how much closer it's brought you and Chris. And then you and Wanda, for sure.
And Chris has been wonderful. He's been really supportive through the whole thing. Just if I say I want a break, he says okay.
Yeah.
And I've taken several breaks without. You don't have to do this
back to back to back.
No, you can take a break.
Yeah, for your mental health, your physical health, because that's a lot of stuff that you're putting into your body and taking out of your body too. But that's a lot.
It is a lot.
I'm sure it's a lot for both of you. Like, it's a whole thing, but. Physically for you, it's an extra lot.
Yes. So it takes a toll on you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah.
All the above. And like I said, I'm just hoping, and there's no guarantees that it'll work.
No. I mean.
And I've thought about giving up many times. But I just keep
surrogates? Going.
I mean, that's really expensive.
Yeah. And then you have to, like, find a person that you trust and that also doesn't have the same type of, like, health issues. Because a lot of women now have, like, something, endometriosis, PCOS, anything like that. Like, which is concerning to a point, but...
Yes. If you talk to Lauren, she says the microplastics they put in the food.
I mean, I could see it.
I could see it, too.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I know, I think we talked, like, last episode about, like, I make my own butter, I make my own bread, I make my own, like, I make my own laundry detergent now, because I have sensitive ass skin, but I've also been looking into, like, just buying from family farms, like, a half a cow. They already have it, like, butchered up for you, and they'll label the shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper than the grocery store. I don't eat a lot of beef, so that's really the only reason I haven't done it already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Stephen won't let me have chickens, so that's the only reason I haven't gotten chimkins. But
Lauren has them.
Yeah, yes, we. Yeah, I really wanted to do that for like eggs and stuff, but Stephen won't. He's like, no. I don't think we could have them in the city limits that we're in either.
They are a lot of work.
Yeah, my great grandparents used to raise them. They're also fucking evil sometimes.
They can be evil and they're stupid.
They're real dumb.
Bless their hearts.
They're real dumb.
Lauren said that they ate an egg once that they laid.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
Yep. And then if you try to get their eggs, they'll peck you. I was a kid when we used to go feed my great-grandparents chickens, and they would chase me around, but not him, because they were afraid of him, just because he's the one that, like, was, I mean, I don't think they were, like, afraid, like, he never hurt them, but he would chase them off.
Yeah.
He was the one out there every day. But, yeah, no, they'd chase me and peck at me. So whenever we had Sunday dinner and she was cooking chicken, I knew it was one from the yard, and I was like, eh. I would just picture it was that one little asshole that chased me last time.
You're like, I win.
I'm num num. But yeah,
well, so if you're going through this, you're not alone.
No.
And if you've had a miscarriage, you're not alone. It's very common. I felt very alone, but the more I talk about it, the more people say, no, that happened to me, no, that happened to my sister.
It happens to pretty, like, much every woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, people don't talk about it. Like, I've had not that experience, but I've had an experience with that myself. And, yeah, it happens to everybody. People don't talk about it because they think it's, like, taboo. It's literally just, like, having your period. It happens.
It happens.
It's not a bodily function, but it is a consequence of having a body.
Yeah.
Sometimes bodies just decide, I'm not going to do this today. Or, like you said, sometimes chickens will peck on their own eggs because something is wrong with the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and sometimes the body just, it's like, okay, well, this isn't working for me right now. This isn't growing the correct way. Or, like you said, you just have the blood clotting disorder. Mm-hmm. Your body was like, no.
No. The blood couldn't get to the fetus. The fetus couldn't grow.
Yeah, so that's...
So...
Yeah.
It ended in miscarriage. But it was early along. Not that that makes it... No. Better, but
especially if it's something you're hoping for,
like trying for.
You're trying for the baby, not hoping for the. That's not a bad. I'm so sorry.
I know what you meant.
You're fine.
So yeah, that was that's my story. You're not alone if it's yours, and you know, if you have any hopeful suggestions or like, hey, I've been through this and it worked for me. Let us know at bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com, or if you had experience and you gave up, let us know. bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to hear it.
We're always here.
Just your experiences in general. We're all ears.
That's why I have the email.
Yes.
Yeah, or for suggestions, too.
Yes.
I don't know. We've had
questions, comments, concerns, topic suggestions.
I know we've had last year I can't remember her name for the life of me. The woman.
Stephanie.
Yes. Okay. I don't know why I couldn't remember that, because that's literally Chris's sister's name, too.
Yes.
And I remember making that comment.
Yes.
Like, I should not forget this. No.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway. She had her experience in...
Prague. Yes. She did IVF in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her little girl.
Ow.
Yay.
Ow.
So... I guess that about wraps us up. Like I said, hit us up for any questions, comments, concerns, topic suggestions, messages of hope, messages.
Your story.
We're all ears.
What's up, Buttercup? We got you.
Yeah. bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com. And make sure to like and subscribe.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.